South Florida lawmakers and police officials are looking for ways to prevent future airport shootings like the one that killed five people in Fort Lauderdale in January. Today, local law enforcement and transportation officials met with the FBI as well as the Transportation Security Administration to continue analyzing the emergency response to the shooting. Mark Gale is director of Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. He says officials plan to release an in-depth report on the shooting by this summer.
And then also develop a series of recommendations that can be used not only by our airport here, but airports across the country.
Investigators say the suspected shooter, Esteban Santiago, put a gun in checked baggage. Now, that is in keeping with TSA policy. After he arrived at the airport, he retrieved the gun, loaded it, and opened fire. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz hosted today's meeting. She says laws or TSA rules prohibiting guns during air travel are one of many security options.
I have continued seeking input at the best way to address the transportation of firearms, because there's a variety of ways that you can approach it. And I want to make sure that we don't get caught up in the politics of the Second Amendment.
Wasserman Schultz says she plans to host more of these meetings. Santiago, meanwhile, is being held at the Federal Detention Center in Miami, where his lawyers say he's being treated for schizophrenia and related conditions. His trial is scheduled to begin in October.